Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
It's Saturday. It is time for Around the House with Eric G. This is where we have fun with home improvement all day. We're going to be here for 2 hours, so I want you to join in the conversation because this is what we do. We have a great time with this, and I want to get your calls. We're going to talk about a bunch of different subjects today. Welcome, Jordan.
I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, man. Good to see you here. We're going to talk a bunch of stuff today. We're going to have some fun because I want to talk about, well, topic of the hour here in the Northwest, which is water filtration with what's going on down in Salem.
Absolutely.
They got a mess going on there, and they've got the National Guard out with water stations and Oregon State of Emergency and all those things down there. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about a Father's Day gift buying guide, because guess what? Next weekend, it's coming up.
It's already here.
It's here. So I'm going to help you. We're going to help you dive into some great Father's Day gift ideas that are cool and something that would be thoughtful as well as functional. So, because, hey, we can talk about tools that way.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to talk in the second hour, we're going to dive in as well. That's where we're going to dive into remodeling. We teased about it last week. But I really want to talk about planning for remodeling, because there's so many people that are looking around going, I can't afford to buy a new house. I'm going to be here for a while, and I want to make it cool. So let's talk about some of the things we can do with that. And really get kind of your house dialed in so you want it to. You want people to come over, walk in. There's so many things you can do to make things better without spending a ton of money. So we'll talk about that as well. And if you're diving into a big project, I'm going to talk to you about, well, how we can plan for that. And little tips that'll save you money, too.
That first step can always be the hardest one, really getting everything lined up.
Oh, yeah. And there's things to keep in mind from, you know, asbestos testing to, was that original thing that we're going to remodel permitted to begin with? So we'll dive into a few of those little subjects, as well as giving away a bunch of 30 seconds outdoor cleaners. So first hour and second hour, we're going to give away more 30 seconds outdoor cleaner and the hose in sprayer. So we're going to dive into that. But I want to give you the numbers here, because no matter what we're talking about, we want to take your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you missed the show today, if you're out driving around, heading to the home improvement store, or heading to the Ace Hardware, whatever you're doing out there, and you go, man, I got to go in and get this. If you want to come back and listen to it, we're all over iTunes. You can find us there. And just go in Around the House. It'll come up, and you can subscribe and watch that there or listen to it there. And you can go back over to SoundCloud, where we're there as well. But if you want any of this information, you can go to aroundthehouseonline.com. I've got everything there, including the segment that Julie and I did this last week, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I was watching it. You guys, you taught her how to change a tire.
Yeah, how many people out there? I mean, I got a AAA membership, and they're not paying me to say that, but, you know, usually I just call that and go, oh, okay, hit the road. I'll be honest, it's been many years since I've had a quote-unquote blowout down the road, and a lot of that I think is just maintaining tires and of course, keeping an eye on things, making sure your tire pressures are right and you don't have any crazy splits or something like that on your tire, because they'll give you some warnings sometimes as long as you don't hit something crazy in the road. But long story short, I thought, you know, we were talking about it. Let's go down to the basics on how to change a tire. So we did that. And that's up on our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And take a look over there and like and follow us, because, like I say, every Saturday, we've got a lot of stuff that goes on there all week long. And if there's any recalls or important information, you'll see me posted up there. Breaking news that's home improvement or house related, you'll see it up there as well. So we're going to have a lot of content week long. And now that I've got a little more time to spend on some of that, you're going to probably see that content double. And then if you're working on a cool project, pop on over to Around the House Nation. We've got a lot of stuff up there as well. That's a subscriber-type group, but all you have to do on Facebook is go in there and look for the group Around the House Nation, and then no cost there. You just click on it. We'll allow you in, and that's a really fun place where people can talk about their current projects, things they're working on, what are they doing this weekend, what's that. But the nice thing is other people will comment on it, and you can actually hear and see what people's suggestions are, and everybody plays nice in there. That's the one rule, no politics. Everybody's nice and pleasant to each other, and everybody gets along great. So everybody's batting 1,000 on that, and it's a fun place to be.
Kind of the hot topic this week is replacing your fireplace. So that's kind of what everyone's talking about this weekend.
No kidding. We had a big chat this week on that. So little fireplace work, planning on doing that stuff for fall when it comes back around, because it'll be here sooner than we want it to be.
What better time is there to get that fireplace taken care of than when you're not going to be using it?
Correct. Otherwise, you're going to get in that long line of everybody else that's thinking about it at the same time. So, well, hey, let's talk about water filtration a little bit, because this is always a hot subject, and we're going to go into the next hour, next segment with this as well. This is not just a two-minute talk, but, you know, Salem's been having some problems with the blue-green algae bloom out on their water supply, which, you know, kind of gets a little toxic for people that, you know, or maybe light on the immune system or kids and pets and things like that. Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. There are solutions for your home. And this isn't a sponsored thing by any means. This is just something that I want to talk as a public service for everybody out there. You can get water filters that will take that stuff out. Now, they're not inexpensive. You're going to spend a couple $100 on them or more. But I went through and did some research on just counter. You know, what they are is they're affordable units. And I say affordable is in a couple $100. You can buy a countertop water filtration system that'll go on your countertop. It's big and bulky. It's not pretty, but it will take out tons of stuff out of the water, but leave the good stuff in. So I've always liked the Berkey filters. I've had one in the past. They were great. There's lots of different brands as well. But you can put these on there, and literally if your water system goes down or we have a natural disaster or something else happens that ruins that water supply, you could actually take pond water from, you know, maybe your neighborhood, pour it in there, and actually get clean water that comes out the outside, you know, out the end of it, which is great. And that's something that I think with earthquakes and the things that we've got that potentially are on the horizon, that might be a great thing for you and your family to do. Now, I was going through and looking. There's a lot of conflicting information on the web, but I did find some pretty cool reviews where they went through and took scientific results that each one of these guys had put out and released, and then they compiled them into one buyer's guide, which was kind of interesting. So the two ones that I liked out of that, and I'm not going to get into the details of the ones that maybe didn't perform, but the Big Berkey and the Proper Big, P-R-O-P-U-R, are the ones that will really dial in and take a lot of this stuff out. I mean, like the Berkey filter, you can sit there with that, and if we had some kind of nuclear fallout from some kind of crazy event, it'll take that out of the water, too. It'll take viruses out of the water. Man. And I actually called Berkey up because I didn't see anything about these toxins that you see coming out of the algae, and I talked to their customer service, and then they talked to their people, and they said that they treat those toxins like the viruses, so they say it will take it out of the water. So if you had that water, you could use that filtration system, and you'd have clean water coming out the other side, which is really good. So this is not something that you're going to be able to usually go down and use your little pure water filter that you bought at Target and do. You kind of have to step up and get into a much bigger system to do that. And so I want to talk a little bit more about the stuff that we, you know, that it will take out. And it's great for camping and things like that. You know, you can take it out to the campsite with you, or again, a natural disaster, it's a good way to go. But we're going to dive into that a little bit more when we come back. So when we come back here, we'll be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. We're having a good time in the studio here. Got a little Me First and the Gimme Gimmes playing. That means we're having a good time on a Saturday afternoon where it's pretty darn nice and sunny outside. Well, hey, I wanted to mention a couple things. This segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems, whether it's foundation repair, earthquake retrofitting, basement waterproofing, or drainage systems. WesternConstructionSystem.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that's CCB number 94222. Well, this is the time of the show that we give away some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. Now, this is your 64-ounce hose end sprayer. And what's cool about it is you can sit there with your feet on the ground and get that second story side of the house and get that there without them, get the ladder out. So don't even have to worry about ladder safety. You can spray it down. And the thing with this, with 30 seconds outdoor cleaner is, you know, just like we had them on here a few weeks ago, follow the directions and it's going to work really well. If you don't follow the directions, it might not work as well as you think it will. So that's the secret to this product. Follow the directions and you're going to have a great end result. So we're going to give away one of those. Now, the only caveat is you got to come down and pick this thing up. So you have to come down to our studios here in downtown Portland to pick it up. So sorry, guys, over there on the eastern side of the state. It's going to take a little bit of a commute for you to pick it up, but it is possible. All right. Donovan said 12. So let's go call number 12. Let's go to 503-733-4101. That's 503-733-4101 for a 64-ounce hose and sprayer. And that'll get you that, good chance to get that. So if you don't get it, don't worry. Guess what? We're going to have to maybe get it to you next hour. So we give away one of these every hour. So keep calling in. Let's see what happens. Call number 12 at 503-733-4101. All right, let's dive back into the filters here. We're going to have a good time with this because everybody has been talking about water filtration. And as you see people lined up for bottled water out there, I mean, it's all over the news. You see the grocery stores are empty in the Salem area, and they're doing a great job of trying to get that back supplied all the time. But at the same point, you got the National Guard out there with water systems trying to get people water taken care of. And that seems like they've got a little bigger issue down there. Well, these water filters that are countertop models, now you can get whole house filters and they will go into your water supply and they will, you know, filter stuff out. But I will say, do not just jump online and buy a water filtration system that's going to go in your house like that. If it was me, I would go have some lab tests done, take the water, and you can call companies up like Shiloh Water Systems or any one of the other people out there, have them come out, do a test. You want to see what you want to take out of the water. Do you have lead in there? Do you have contaminants? What are you trying to take out of there? No sense buying a crazy system that you don't need. Now, you want to plan ahead, though, for contaminants that could come into there. But if you have no lead in the system and you're on a well or something like that, maybe that's not the biggest issue for you, that there's really a little chance of that getting in there. So you want to have that conversation with a professional so you can plan out the system. Because if you put the wrong system, you know, with maybe the wrong flow rate or things like that, it could really reduce the flow of your water system in there. Maybe your shower doesn't work correctly because you put the wrong size system in. So plan ahead a lot with this and you'll come a long ways. Now, as far as these countertop models, now think of these countertop models. A lot of them are stainless steel. They do make plastic ones, but a lot of them are stainless just for durability. But they're like the size of your water jug that you'd have at your water cooler at work. You know, they're kind of like a hybrid stack of that size, like two of them on top of each other. So they're not pretty. They're not anything that's really big. But it's one of those things that decorative, it's not awesome, but it'll give you clean water for a long time. So going through the reviews that I saw here on this, and this is where I really was kind of relying on all the scientific facts and stuff that they had put together. Really, the ones that were performers, like I talked about before, was the Big Berkey and then the Proper Big. And these have about 2.25 to 2.75 gallons of water in them. And what's really cool with that is that they do work slow. And the thing with slow is it's okay because they do store the water for you. So it's not like it's that big of a deal. But if you go through and look at the percentage rates of what this will take out of the water, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it'll take out the mercury and the chromiums and the free chlorine, and some of them will take out fluoride if you have the right filters in there. And I'm not going to get into a fluoride debate here on the show. So if you're going to call me up, I'm not going to talk fluoride. But you know what you look at, though, it'll take out DDT, caffeine, acetaminophen. It'll take a lot of contaminants out. And you know, chloroform and fecal chloroform, all those things that can show up in water systems. And so just one water filter on your countertop can make a huge difference. So it's something that I think everybody should take a look at, because if we do have any kind of a natural disaster around here, from, you know, contaminated water system to any kind of an earthquake or something like that, it's always a great thing to be prepared about. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in coming shows, about being prepared, because there's a lot of cool things you can do to just get ready for that earthquake or that natural disaster out there. So a little bit of prep goes a long way. I don't want to see people out there having to rely on others for drinking water when you can actually do something for a couple hundred bucks. You know, if we do have a natural disaster, you're going to wish you had it. So do a little research on it. If you want to email me with any questions, I can forward over this link to you as well. I'm not going to post it up because it was a nice big story up there. But if you want to email me at ATH@KXL, I can send you over the PDF document that of this study of what filters work. And then, of course, all the geeky 27 pages of the reviews on it. But ATH@KXL.com is where you can email me, and I'll send you that information. And I'll put a little bit more up on Facebook a little bit later about that. But little research goes a long way with that. When we come back in the next segment here, we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, it's Father's Day coming up. And for all you people out there that are scratching your head wanting to do something for Father's Day as far as a gift, you're not going to know what to get people. And by the way, winner, Tammy, welcome to the winner circle of Around the House. So she's the winner of the 64-ounce outdoor cleaner from 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. And next hour, we'll be giving it away as well. So stay tuned for that. But really, when we're coming down to Father's Day gifts, there's a lot of cool things out there. And for Father's Day, there's a lot of cool tools out there that maybe, you know, let's talk about upgrading. You know, that's the one thing with tools out there. If you buy one good tool, I think for most fathers out there, they would rather have something quality and maybe one gift versus a bunch of cheap ones that maybe don't last. You know, if you go down and buy the discount import tool that's going to last one or two times, that's not as fun when it fails. If you buy something right, you can get it to last a lifetime. And then you got a hand-me-down that, well, wait a minute, maybe that'll end up in your toolbox one day.
It's an investment.
It's an investment, yes. And maybe an investment in your own toolbox. So that's one of those things that I think that is really quality out there. I mean, you can literally go down to, which I love, for all you people out there that used to have a Sears store, and Sears stores are kind of waning a little bit out there, you can go down to your Ace Hardware and buy Craftsman tools. I grew up, my dad had Craftsman tools in his toolbox. He had all the wrenches and stuff like that. So you can run into your Ace Hardware and get some cool stuff. And being Father's Day, they're going to have a ton of sales as well. So that's one thing to take a look at. We're going to have a lot of fun when we come back. 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. You know, the segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. One of the shortest ones in radio right there. I love that short CCB number.
Because they've been around for so long.
No kidding. Gotta love that. We've been talking Father's Day gift ideas. And I do want to get your calls, because we will interrupt this subject matter to take your call. So numbers here in the studio are 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. 1011. I know you're at home trying to get stuff knocked out, working out on that project, and maybe you're stuck, maybe you're planning a project, so give a call. Make sure you like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G, and like, follow, all that stuff, and then go over, and after you've done that, go over, subscribe to Around the House Nation on Facebook, and join in that conversation as well. Well, here's the thing. When you're dealing with Father's Day gift ideas, there's a ton of different ways you can go. And if you've got somebody that you're getting, your Father's Day gift is going to be, maybe they're a little handy. There are so many cool new things out there. One of my favorites right now is the LED lighting that's out on the market. And, you know, we had our old shop lights and things like that for working on the car that took a light bulb and you drop it and the light bulb goes out. LED is the way to go. You're not going to, it's safe because one, here's the problem with those shop lights. You drop it and maybe you're working on the fuel line or something like that and you break the bulb. Now you got electricity, maybe a couple sparks, and you got fuel, and now you got a fire going.
You got problems.
You got a big problem at that point. And most likely at that point, you're under the car and you got to hurry. So those are dangerous things. So you can get some great lighting. And, you know, I love Milwaukee's LED lighting options. There is not another tool company out there that does half of what they do for LED lighting. From I use it almost every day. It is a USB rechargeable little flashlight, and that thing is a rock star. You can plug it in and charge it like your phone, and it has if it's something you're using all day long. So maybe they work on the trades. You could actually replace the battery in and out of it. There's a battery pack that goes in it that you can recharge. It's not like your regular throwaway battery, but you can actually put it into another charger and charge it. But it's still a very thin, small flashlight. But being LED, it's awesome. So dive into that. That is a great little tool. And then if you want to spend a little bit, it's still about an $85 flashlight. But I tell you what, it will last a long time. Now, the other thing they make, which I love, this thing, I use it working on the cars. It's their Rover light. And so it got a couple different things. It's magnetic. So if you're working on something metal, you know, you can stick it to a piece of steel that's on, you know, like a rack out in the garage, for instance, or something like that, or a railing if you're working outside at night. It's got a clamp that'll actually clamp onto a 2x4. So you can clamp it onto something. If you're working down in a crawl space doing something, you can clamp it there. And then that uses their 18 volt battery. So it gives you tons of light. So that's another one. Then they have bigger ones as well, which are their big, more job site type lights. But man, if the power goes out, that's a great one. We were talking a little bit of, preparedness for that. I tell you what, I've got one of their big lights and it'll light up the whole living room nicely. Wow. You can be reading a book in there with it. And it just runs off an 18 volt battery. So lots of different tripod lights, things like that. But I tell you what, the lights that they have nowadays are getting really nice, and you can make them pretty green because you're not throwing away batteries all the time, which is kind of cool. So that's one of my favorite ones out there as far as the gifts out there. Now, there's a lot of other tools out there as well. So if most major tool companies, and I'll say this, you know, you get into the DeWalt or the Milwaukee's or whoever else out there, they have these charger packs now that are what they call their compact charger, but what they are is you take your battery, your tool battery, it snaps on over the top, and you can change it into a phone charger. I use this all the time because it'll speed, like I've got the Milwaukee one, for instance. I can do about 1.5 iPhones with that thing, and it'll charge that battery up quick because it's got the smart charge on it. And it's nice for running around because it's not that huge to keep in your jacket pocket or your shorts pocket or things like that. So that's another one as well. There's a ton of... I like what they're doing out there with gloves these days when you're getting into, they have cut protection gloves. So there's different levels of cut protection. So these are more for trade people out there. But I tell you what, I've got these level 3 cut protection gloves that if you're dealing with something that's glass, or I used them on my TV segment when I was over at Janie's house, taking away her tile countertop at her house. And so we were busting up tile. Well, ceramic tiles, like shards of glass, if you're not careful with it out there. I was wearing those things, and man, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about that at all. You're not going to get cut through those gloves.
Not at all.
Not at all. So, you know, where maybe you're going to get, it's going to go through a cotton work glove or something like that. Even leather ones can come through that. But when you get into those cut protection gloves, they're super awesome for that, and they're pretty safe and they're comfortable to use. So one of the things that I've used, I did a little thing on it, and I teased it in my more segment this last week, is some of the little air compressors they have. Like, I've got one that's the Milwaukee one. And again, not to make this a Team Red commercial here, but that thing is awesome for airing up tires. I don't have to get my compressor out. I don't have to roll out my hose. And it runs off a little 12-volt system. And I can sit there. And a lot of companies make them. DeWalt has one. I think Ryobi has one. So they've got different versions of it. The one that I'm familiar with is the one I have. And that's the one I can actually just attach it onto the tire. And then I hit the on button. And I can set the pressure. So I can go, oh, I want my truck tires to be at 32 PSI. I set it to 32, hit the on button. It turns off when it gets there. Then I go to the next tire, take it off. Hit the start button, off it goes. It's at 32 every time. I don't have to have my extra, you know, my extra tire pressure gauge to check the tires. And again, that's a smart thing to do, especially on road trip season right now. You're getting ready to hit the road. I don't care if you get a brand new car. Check those tires. One, it's going to save you money. One, it's going to make sure those tires are doing good. And it might save you a flat on the side of the road. So
nothing ruins a vacation more than having to stop because of a flat tire.
Oh, yeah. And even if you got AAA or any one of those other roadside assistance things for your insurance or whatever, I still don't like it because you're stuck sitting there for half hour, 45 minutes, hour and a half, depending on where you're at.
That's your vacation time.
That's vacation time. You don't want to do that on the side of the road.
I could have two cocktails down by then.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've seen me do it. So, you know, especially after you're done, you know, you're back at the hotel, you've done driving, you're just going to chill out. It's vacation time. I get that. But the nice thing is with that is that, one, you can have that in your car. You can throw it in the back of the car before you go. So if you do get a tire pressure sensor warning light or something, you can pull over and fix it real quick and don't have to worry about it. So always smart to have that stuff. And especially if it's small and compact, you can just throw it in the back of the car before you hit the road. So it's not a bad way to go. And then when you get into tools, you know, there are a ton of power tools out there. But here's what I would do if you're out there looking for dad, the best power tool. I do a little research. Like if you're going over to dad's house this weekend, stick your head in the garage, come up with an excuse to go out there. Maybe there's a beer fridge out there you need to go get something out of. But look through the toolbox, see what he's got out there. Take a look and see what brand of tools. Because it's not so fun if you buy him a brand new tool that doesn't fit with the system. Unless he needs to get a new system, if he's got an old, you know, old out-of-date system, then maybe it's time to upgrade, and you can start with the first tool that'll get him going down the road.
The base set or something.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great, you're going to see a lot of great buys here in this next week at your home improvement stores out there, so you're going to see a lot of cool sales. So if they're going to go into the DeWalt program, if they're going to go into the maybe it's Ryobi, maybe just a casual DIY person, that what Ryobi brand is great for that. You know, you're not going to see too many contractors out doing it, but it works for that. When we come back, we're going to be talking more tips here about, Father's Day coming up. So we're going to dive into that a little bit more with some cool ideas just as soon as Around the House returns.
Wasn't the spring. Who'd have believed you'd all come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We gotta have this playing in the background. I mean,
gotta have it.
Gotta have it. This is where we talk home improvement.
Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba.
So good. It's always good.
So good.
And so good. Well, hey, we're talking home improvement here. So this is where we have a lot of fun on Saturdays. And we've been talking Father's Day gifts. I do want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Because we're here to help you with all those home improvement tips. Because I know you're working on stuff. And when you call in, you help people as well. So let's talk about that stuff. But as far as Father's Day, let's have some fun with this. Because this is always one of those things, people, I don't know what I'm going to get. What's going on? What are we going to do? And when you're diving into that, a little research goes a long ways. Is there a project coming up that you're going to be working on? So maybe there's a deck addition going on, or maybe there's some other projects going around the house. That's a great time to get a specialty tool that's going to make the project easier. And it's a good way to get the project started as well. Because if you're worried about getting it going, new tool sure keeps things going. And I like that with that because you get to really kind of dive into that project. And for Father's Day, why not get a new tool?
It can get the brainstorming going.
Absolutely. So we'll talk more about projects in the next hour. But so here's what you do. Take a look around. There's a lot of cool things out there, like even hammers. I mean, there's demolition hammers now. There are so many things like a multi-tool that you can use for cutting things and sanding. There's just so many cool little project tools out there that you can get. They're going to make a big difference. One thing, too, that you can look at that I think is a great thing getting outside of tools is LED shop lights. You know, so many garages have the fluorescent fixture that hangs down, and when it gets below 32 degrees outside, maybe they turn on slow and don't really warm up right. You can get hanging LED fixtures out there. One, that'll save money. Two, heck, more light in the garage. Awesome.
And more spaces.
Yeah. So there's a lot of little things you can do with that to really make that garage better. And pretty affordable, too, because, you know, my rules for Father's Day is kind of that under $100 kind of gift. That's where most people get into that Father's Day kind of gift. It's not some crazy, you know, massive high-end project, but there's a lot of cool tools out there and things for the garage that are great. You know, if let's say your dad likes to go out and spend a lot of time outdoors, you know, in the wintertime. Go take a look at the heated outdoor jackets and stuff that are out there. That'll change your life. It's kind of like heated seats. Once you get them in your car, you don't want to ever not have them again. So there's a lot of cool things, and those aren't too expensive. They're getting up in the $100 range, but a heated jacket, oh, man. If he's a hunter or likes going out in the early mornings and when it's cold outside and there's a little ice across the lake and go fishing, those make a big difference.
There's nothing better.
There's not. I have fallen in love with mine, and I'll never not have one of those things again. And there's vests you can get that are heated. There's a lot of different choices out there. But all those things come up with great, great, great Father's Day ideas. And, you know, there's other things, too, when you get into that. You know, there's a lot of things around, you know. Take a look around. Maybe you want to go down to World of Speed. Maybe you want to go to an automotive museum. Maybe you want to go check out, you know, a movie or something like that that's coming up. Maybe he's a Star Wars guy and hasn't seen the movies yet. Come up with something kind of cool like that. There's so many cool things you can do that are low budget without spending, you know, a ton of money on it. So, well, that's kind of our little Father's Day gift ideas there. I want to talk about the crazy story of the week.
Oh, man. We had there were a couple guys here in the Portland area. Four people were using a gas pressure washer. Typically not a horrible thing, but they were doing it in an enclosed basement.
Get out.
No, they didn't.
there we go.
They were getting lightheaded, and they ended up calling 911. Hazmat crews responded to the scene. Turns out, you know, and four of them all had carbon monoxide. There are symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Of course.
One guy's in the hospital.
Oh, man.
Just make sure you have ventilation or keep that gas, the gas motor outside.
Don't put the gas-powered things inside your home, period. You know, it's like the barbecue that people take inside. It's like, come on. You're asking for it. They make hose extensions that you can get that'll add another 50 feet onto a pressure washer hose. You can get these things. Put the pressure washer outside, run the hose down through the window or an opening. You had to get in there someplace. So run it down there. And if you don't, get a different hose, get a different pressure washer, do something. But not even 5 minutes.
Just don't do it.
You're going to take the chance. That's going to be such a big deal. And now you got four people and hazmat crews and everything else out there.
Yeah, and the big response, they had to close down a major thoroughfare here in the Portland area.
Of course. So, yeah, no pressure washers. I mean, they make electric pressure washers, too, by the way. They're not high-powered, but
if you're cleaning a basement, you'll get the job done.
Yeah. I mean, that's brutal. So this is where I'm going to throw my other speech in too about window safety. I'm going to do this every Saturday. So you're going to have to listen to my speech for a couple minutes.
It's important.
Hey guys, go out. If you've got kids coming over, if you're grandparents, you got the kids coming over here for the summer and spend some time, get some of those window locks on all those second story windows out there. Cause you got to get it locked down. No kids falling out of windows this year. So I'll have that segment up on Around the House a little bit later, just as soon as Around the House returns.
guys. It's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.